Simone, now I want to talk a little bit about organizations where you have a number of gatekeepers. It could be legal, it could be compliance, it could be accounting, it could be a whole bunch of people whose job it is to constantly manage and mitigate risks at a very minute level. These people operate fundamentally different from corporate, you know, entrepreneurs, right? Innovators within large companies. Any tips, guidance on how these entrepreneur types should navigate this type of environment?
Yeah, so that's a great question. There are a couple of things that I think about, you know, and the question about legal and the others, it's all very important. But with legal, what I always think about is, you know, there's a lot of frustration by entrepreneurs around legal, right? So, but how do we rectify this difference? So if my job is to drive risk to zero, and I start to put barriers in front of you, you know, because that's what I'm incented to do, you know, really, that person's just doing their job. Right? And so it becomes this really, it becomes an interesting scenario. So one of the things that I found in practice with clients that's been the most effective is to enlist or enroll some of these folks early on, right up front. And that way they become a part of the problem solving process rather than, you know, no co-design whatsoever. So bring them into your co-design so they can say, you can say, hey, here's the problem that we're trying to solve. Help them understand why this problem is important to solve. And they likely, and I've heard this over and over again with multiple clients and other stories I've heard of entrepreneurship, is they'll start solving these legal problems in a very creative way. Now, that's not every person in legal. You kind of find these champions within legal. That's kind of what we're finding. But at the same time, if you enlist early, that is a one approach. The other approach, you know, is operating under a separate legal entity. That's something that we certainly run into. There are just cases where a brand has too much at risk. It doesn't allow for any flexibility. Asking for forgiveness rather than permission is too big of a risk for the entrepreneur. And so sometimes it makes sense to find a different legal structure so you can actually have more flexibility. You can have more flexibility in moving fast and operating in a different way.
No, that's really interesting. And I think kind of as I'm decoding what you're saying, I think one of the things that has to happen is as you're setting up your innovation program or your ecosystem, you have to get very, very senior C-level people to message about how important this is. And obviously your chief legal officer and the team have to be a part of that conversation. Right. Exactly. And then as you design your innovation program, you have to almost sit together with legal and say, here are some of the things that we're going to do. Let's come up with some little bit of a kind of rules, if you will, around that, you know, what things we come to you for, what things we are, you know, at liberty to do. Right. And what are the gray areas where we sit down and try to figure it out? So you almost give them a sense of comfort that you're not completely let loose, right? But that there are certain things where you have the ability to make judgments, and there are certain things where you come together with them to solve things, right? And a part of that, maybe if it's something, is to kind of, you know, create another brand entity or something like that. So you have a playbook that you design together, so you basically get them to think, feel, and act like a part of the solution. Right. And so they have a real kind of a stake and a voice in shaping the innovation program around how it maneuvers all of the legal and compliance issues. Right.
Fair. Exactly. And this connects back to what we talked about a few minutes ago in terms of organizational design. So who are they connected to? How are they connected to this program, as you just mentioned? And then how are they measured? How are they evaluated? Right. So that again comes to senior leadership. So, you know, I've had experiences where senior leadership might say in a conversation or a meeting to legal, you need to be a part of this process and help facilitate this entrepreneurial endeavor, but nothing else around it changes. Well, guess what? You don't get the behavior change that goes with it, right?
No, absolutely. And that kind of brings us to the end. I think really, I think a tough set of issues that we discussed today. Thanks so much for your great insight and input there.